the Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Caitlin Bradley and I'm Head of Fundraising at St John Ambulance, Isle of Man.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
St John Ambulance has been present on the island for around 100 years, starting as a teaching body around the 1900s, but became the version that you see today, St John Ambulance, Isle of Man, in 2012. Ultimately, we believe that no one should suffer from lack of trained first aid, so we're here to support every resident and visitor to the island in their time of need.
Tell us about your team.
We have a relatively small day-to-day commercial team of 6, along with 5 first aid trainers. However, our charity has over 130 volunteer adult members and around 60 youth members in our Badger and Cadet programmes.
Who is the charity for?
To put it simply, St John Ambulance Isle of Man is for everyone. Whether it's providing clinical cover at events, training the next generation of lifesavers through our youth programmes and commercial training courses, or supporting our vulnerable residents with patient transport, our services are open to the entire island community.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We recently launched a Supporting Small Charities initiative to support local charities by offering free, limited access to our meeting room for small charities and community groups who need a safe, welcoming and cost-effective space to meet. Eligible groups can access one free meeting room session per month, subject to availability, helping them focus on what matters most, supporting our community. We also work closely with Manx Care and the Isle of Man Ambulance Service when it comes to patient transfers and the new community shuttle service while Ramsey Cottage's minor injuries unit is closed. Plus, we work with them during the likes of TT and the Manx Grand Prix to ensure that multiple points around the course have first aid coverage.
What are your main goals?
Our mission at St John Ambulance is simple, to be the difference between a life lost and a life saved. We work towards this mission through our commercial training courses, where members of the public can learn new life-saving skills or build on their existing knowledge, through our first aid coverage at events across the island, from smaller items like fairs to sports events and the likes of the TT and Grand Prix. There are also a few commercial initiatives that embody our mission, including our Rescue Ready defibrillator maintenance scheme that aims to keep defibrillators across the island in use and ensure the life-saving machines are readily available.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We want to remain at the heart of our community and to increase the size of our programmes for young people. We also want to continue to work closely and develop our relationship with the Isle of Man Ambulance Service and Manx Care, and to have a positive impact on the people we treat and support.
How is the charity funded?
It's a common misconception that we're government funded, but our income primarily comes from 3 areas. The first is our commercial projects and training, where businesses or individuals book their workplace first aid courses through us. The second is through the amazing donations we receive from the public. And finally, there's our own fundraising events and grant applications.
How can people support you?
There are many ways to support and get involved with St John Ambulance Isle of Man, and they all make a difference to our work here on the island. The biggest thing for us is donations and fundraising, whether that's a one-off gift or supporting specific initiative like our Adopt an Ambulance scheme. Every penny raised goes towards our operations on the island. Of course, it's not just about money. We're always looking for new faces to join us as volunteers. You don't need any medical experience to join, and we'll teach you the skills you need so you can help us cover a wide range of events. For local businesses, a really easy way to help is just by booking your workplace first aid courses through us. You're getting the training you need by law, but you're also reinvesting directly back into a local charity. We also love building longer term partnerships with companies, whether that's through a charity of the year scheme or even just hosting one of our collection tins on your premises.
Where can people find out more?
People can find out more about St John Ambulance Isle of Man by visiting sja.org.im or calling us on 674 387.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.